And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Douglas Hopper, our web producer, joins me in the studio as always. Hey, Douglas, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Actually, I was just checking on the blog, and people are still talking about the conversation we had about whether one's background or race makes them learn differently. Pastor Jeremiah Wright had suggested the idea in one of his public speeches last week. It caught our attention, so we turned to two education professors. Dr. Janice Hale was one of the authorities Jeremiah Wright cited. She argued that race does make a difference in the classroom.
There are empirical studies that say that there are differences. I mean, just for example, look at vocabulary. I mean, there are studies that document that when African-American children come to school, they have about half the vocabulary of white children. This is cultural.
But Professor Pedro Noguera said that's a dangerous way to think about education.
I really have a problem with this because I do think it starts to feed into the idea that somehow black children or Latino children are inferior. I mean, you can't argue that we have different learning styles and not then have that lead to the conclusion that therefore less capable, less able. And I reject that notion completely.
Well, the conversation sparked a lot of thoughts on the blog. Lisa wrote in to say she thought Dr. Hale was simply talking about cultural differences in what people know or learn outside of school, and that, of course, this would have an effect on how quickly they picked up on certain subjects.
Did anybody agree with Professor Noguera?
Definitely. In fact, most people who commented didn't buy the idea that black and white kids learn differently. Listener Ian Simon actually took personal offense. Here's what he had to say.
As a 20-something black male who recently graduated from Yale University with a PhD in microbiology, I reject the notion that as a child I was physiologically or genetically predisposed to have a limited vocabulary and act out in the classroom. I would argue that the discouraging statistics that Dr. Hill cites about unruly and illiterate black children is more likely the cause of bad parenting, not physiology.
Well, I can see that there's a lot more to say on this, so if you want to have your say, visit the blog at npr.org/tellmemore. Douglas, anything else get people's attention?
Well, it's almost Mother's Day, so we've been talking this week about the role of moms. The Mocha Moms shared what lessons they've learned, and we had a conversation with Liza Mundy, who wrote in the Washington Post magazine about generational differences and how much parents reveal to their children about their past.
There was certainly so much more stigma surrounding, you know, all sorts of behaviors that a woman and a man, too, I assume, would try to keep them hidden. And now, of course, there's much more openness and there's much more emphasis on sharing and honesty. And so even as there was maybe more experimentation in the 60s and 70s, I think now there's a fair amount of pressure to be honest.
Well, one listener, Raul, heard the conversation. He came away thinking parents shouldn't be so hung up on what they tell their kids. Here's what he wrote on the blog. Of course, you should pull a veil over some of the icky details of your youth. Just because you're a parent doesn't mean you're not a human being. I think it's much more important to not behave as if you've never lived a life or made bad choices. He said his mother used to offer him the advice, this is not a democracy, it's a benevolent dictatorship.
Benevolent dictatorship. I'm warming to that idea. Watch out, Douglas. Thanks, everybody, for your comments. And thank you, Douglas.
You're welcome.
We appreciate all of your feedback, your ideas, your questions. If you want to speak your mind, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522. Again, that's 202-842-3522. Or you can visit us at npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.